Okay then, Mark. Congratulations, a new 2-year deal. I guess that's what you were really shooting for this season.
Yeah, it's nice to get a bit of stability after being part of 2 1-year deals. Just now can sort of settle in and not be scared of last year's syndrome sort of thing.
You broke through into the first team last September, that debut at Taunton, where you did well with the bat, and obviously bowling not easy there, but you got a really nice pole for your first-class wicket, remind us?
Yeah, still had to get Trez first up. Yeah, I remember watching 2005 Ashes, that's sort of when I started playing cricket, and yeah, that was him in his prime, so it's always nice to get that one.
And this season you have opportunities to come in the T20 Blast. Was that a surprise to you that you got the opportunity as early as you did this year?
Yeah, coming back from injury was a weird one because I hadn't played any 2020 cricket, and not even for the second 11, so then coming back and playing 2020 cricket in front of 15,000 at Edgbaston was a dream come true.
It's a good test of your nerve. You had a couple of overs in that match. You came back into the side for the game against Derby after a bit of a rain break, and that seemed to go pretty well for you. And you were kind of the bowler they were targeting. They were going for the young buck, weren't they?
Yeah. I think 2020 you can go after everyone. Clarkey bowled unbelievably up front, so he's a difficult man to get after. So I thought, well, why not go for the younger lad in the middle?
It's a time as well with Ian Bell as the county captain saying that he really wants to bring through young players. That has to be encouraging, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Bell is good with us as well. Like, he'd be the first one to crack a joke in the change room, but whenever it comes on the pitch, he's pretty serious. So, no, he sets a good environment, and it's a lovely place to be at the minute.
And we seem to be getting a right group of players from Northern Ireland here, with Big Boyd, with William Porterfield, with yourself. Is that, you know, a very useful thing to have that sort of banter going on?
Yeah, it's good. A lot of lads do love to impersonate my accent every now and again, but you don't know who they're going at. It could be going at me, Bodie or Purdy. But no, they're good lads to bounce questions off. And they've got aspirations to play cricket for Ireland as well, and they're obviously doing the same thing as I am. So, yeah, it's obviously nice to get that in.
Watching you from side on from the dugout on Friday, the approach is a little bit like Chris Wokes. You've got this smoothness, but you're a little bit taller than he is, so it ends up being a bit more like Boyd at the end. How do you view that? I mean, are there bowlers that you look at and think, I want to do it that way?
Yeah, I think Wokes is a cricketer, to be honest. Everything he does, he's a complete professional. So, yeah, that's obviously delightful there. It's the first time I've heard it. Yeah, I'm sure he'll deny it as well, so it's not really, you know, too much of my ideas, but just try and be me, really.
And skills-wise, you do view yourself as an all-rounder, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to think so. I've been called an all-rounder a couple of times, and it's been pretty generous at times, but then, yeah, just looking to spend a bit more time at the crease, really.